Don't expect to be an overnight success if you're just starting a website, if you're just starting a blog, if you're just starting to distribute content. Whatever method it is that you've committed yourself to, hopefully that's a lot of methods, hopefully that's a lot of strategies, and you've got a campaign ready, you're raring to go. But don't expect to be an overnight success. It's not going to happen. Unless you've got the one magic formula that everybody in the world has been waiting for, you are not going to become an overnight success. No more than if you were starting a brand new business. If you were starting a brand new business today, you and I both know that it's going to take you several years to establish yourself. The first year or two, picking up your first few customers or clients, picking up your first few contracts. And you'll probably do them cheap. You will probably do those as cheap as you possibly can, just to get your foot in the door, just to get your name established in your industry, to get people talking about you. You're not going to want to put a foot wrong, because you're going to want every single one of your customers praising you, recommending you, and continuing to use your services. And that's how it evolves. That's how you build your business. In 3, 4, 5 years' time, when you've really established yourself, and now you've pushed your prices up, now you're making a decent living for yourself, now you've got more confidence, now you're providing a better service. Because believe me, in 3 or 4 years' time, you will provide a better service than you provide on day one. Because you're constantly learning about your business, you're constantly adapting yourself to become better at what it is that you do. And therefore your customer base will be more thankful, they'll appreciate what you're doing even more, they'll recommend you even more, your business will grow even more. But you're not going to get to that level of success on day one, unless you have something magical. Unless you've got that super duper widget that everybody's been waiting for. And your website is exactly the same. When you first launch your website or your blog or your media campaign, nobody knows you exist. Only you and your friends and family. They're the only people who know you exist, and they're probably the only ones who give a damn. You've now got to go out there and convince other people to give a damn. You've got to go out there and ask other people to come to your website, visit your blog, take a look at your videos. And only when they start to do that, they start to say, hey, this guy exists. What's he going to do tomorrow? Is he going to have some new exciting content next week? And you've got to deliver that. You've got to pump out there consistently useful, interesting, knowledgeable, and as accurate as possible content. Whether it's text, audio, video, photographs, links to other people's blogs, links to some news, links to other useful content. And people start to think, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about, and he's also very helpful. I'm going to go back to his website regularly. I'm going to bookmark it. I'm going to link to the RSS feed. I'm going to read his blog every day, or every week, however often it is that you publish. I'm going to subscribe to his videos on YouTube. I'm going to become a fan on Facebook. So that's one person. Now you get another person, and another person, and another person. And this may take months. It can take 3, 4, 5, 6 months to get from 0 to 100 people interested in what you're doing. But from that 100 people, 100 fans on Facebook, all have a link to your Facebook fan page. And on that fan page there's a link, and there's new content every day that links to your website or blog. 100 fans, followers or subscribers, or people who favorited your videos on YouTube, now have a link, they have a reference on their channel to you. So anybody looking at their page, their channel, and seeing who they have classed as a favorite, can now see a link to your content. And they might take a look at your content and think, hey, I can see why this person subscribed, it's interesting stuff. Or the person on Facebook, having a look at their friend's page, realizes, hey, he's got a link to that business over there, we'll take a look at that. Hey, that's actually quite interesting. He's got some cool information. He gives us some really informative stuff on there. I like this. I'm going to subscribe. And all of these people are